Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio West, your show for all things kayak fishing in Oregon, Washington, California, and beyond. Now, here's your host, Isaac the Nothing Miller.
Hey folks, this is Isaac the Nothing Miller, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Kayak Fishing Radio West. Lest we get some callers in this evening, it's going to be another short show. You can call in 714-816-4727. I've got somebody lined up for next week, and the moment that gets confirmed, you'll hear all about it on Facebook. Definitely should be some good stuff. While you're listening tonight, make sure you join the chat rooms that run during all of our shows. The easiest way to find the chat room is to go to our website, www.kayakfishingradio.com. Click on the live broadcast tab, follow the instructions there. You've got the chat room, you can listen in live. You've got links to our Facebook and Twitter pages. Like I said, that's where you're going to get all the latest and greatest information, kayakfishingradio.com. Phone numbers there also, like I said, that's 714-816-4727. You know, if you're in the chat room, I'll do my best to keep my eye on it. Sometimes I tend to lose track. Try to keep my eye on it. If you have any questions, chime in on the chat room. I'll get those answered. You know, we had this last weekend was the Northern California Kayak Anglers Albion Open. Killer fishing tournament there in Albion, California. That's in the Northern California. They got a great little place. The tournament, you know, it was one day, it was on the 23rd, but they usually start festivities out as early as Thursday. Great little place. Camp out alongside the river, and you ride that river all the way out into the nice Pacific Ocean. They had over 100 kayak anglers this year. They were targeting four species of fish: lingcod, cabazon, rockfish, and greenling. Bring those all back. The combined weight of three of those four species is the winner. So be it a lingcod, cabazon, and a greenling, maybe it's a cabazon, rockfish, greenling, whatever. The largest combined weight of the three of the four. So what it takes. They fought a pretty nasty mixed swell out there. 5 to 10 knot winds. It was a crazy time. A lot of people got out on the salt for their very first time. Winner Scott Gee brought in first place, 15 pounds, 3 ounces of lingcod, cabazon, and rockfish. Ryan Houston, first time ever on the ocean. He picks up second place. He had 13 pounds, 4 ounces of lingcod, cabazon, and rockfish. He caught those, threw them back on the kayak, said, "Let me see what this salmon fishing is all about." Picked up a 20-pound Chinook out there at the same time. Of course, the Chinook's not a target, but hey, he got a killer first day on the salt. Like I said, lingcod, cab, rockfish, and Chinook salmon. They call them kings down there. But yeah, killer. Third place, 12 pounds, 8 ounces of lingcod and rockfish. That's less than 3 pounds out of first place. If he could have had that third species, if he could have had, would have taken a big cat, or I'm sorry, a big greenling, but if he could have had a big greenling or even just a halfway decent cabazon, he would have been a contender for first place. Oh, he was a contender. That third fish would have definitely sealed the deal. The women's division, they had some women out there too, which is awesome. Brandy Easter had 11 pounds, 13 and a half ounces of lingcod, cabazon, and rockfish. That put her in for fourth place overall for the whole tournament as well. Just a few ounces out of third place. Second place, Shiloh Camp with 5 pounds, 2 ounces of lingcod and rockfish. And third place was Teresa Kirshner. She picked up a good pound and a quarter size rockfish. You know, we don't have any other tournaments that I know of coming up in the area. There might be something in Southern California that I missed, but I haven't heard of anything coming up. I know Next Adventure Paddle Sports here in Portland, Oregon, is talking about organizing a September bass fishing tournament. That should be a fun. They're talking about any fishable waters within a 50-mile radius of Portland. Not sure how this whole thing's going to work out, but they're still working out those details. Once those are available, I will talk about them here on Kayak Fishing Radio West. We'll get a couple of the Next Adventure Paddle Sports fishing team on the show, filling in the details for the bass fishing tournament. You know, right now, bass fishing in Oregon and Washington, especially in the western part of the state, the best time is now. The Willamette River is in the high 50s right now. We finally hit 58. We're getting close to 60 degrees. The bass are their most active. Walleye also doing excellent right now. Though my favorite time to start walleye fishing is late summer. I like it in September when they're packing on the pounds to get through the winter. August is here. Geez, you know, just next week. One of the best times for fishing in the Pacific Northwest. You know, the ocean's laying down. This is an El Nino year. This is the big thing right here. Albacore tuna are on the Oregon coast. They've been here for a couple of weeks. That water's warming up really quick, really warm, and it's getting closer and closer to the shore. Now, they're talking it might get close enough that we can paddle out. We're talking probably 5 miles out. It's a long day of paddling. Definitely pay attention to the weather on that for sure. But it is a possibility. They're coming in really close. If you're not feeling too comfortable about doing that, head over to northwestkayakanglers.com. There are a couple of albacore tuna motherboat fishing trips set up. It's crazy. They've already got one weekend booked. They're setting up the second one. They're getting pretty close. It's, you know, I don't remember the cost. I swear I've seen it somewhere in here. Yeah, there it is. $250 each. You know, that is fairly similar to taking out your standard charter for tuna, except this time they're going to drop you off in your kayaks. They're going to haul your kayaks out. You're going to fish. You're going to bag a bunch of albies. You can bring them home, smoke them, can them, eat them. It's killer. It's the first time we've ever been able to get albacore motherships set up for Oregon. It's great that we've got this going. Like I said, that's northwestkayakanglers.com. August, if you're looking for salmon, Buoy 10, Columbia River. Right at the mouth of the Columbia is the place to be. Every guide in Oregon is packing their bags right now, and they're going to be living in Astoria for the next month. All the Chinook and all the Coho for the season are going to be coming in throughout August. The numbers are looking huge. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. It's going to take me a little bit too long to look up. But if I remember correctly, between the Chinook and the Coho, I want to say there was just about 1 million fish. Ton of fish between the two. They're all keepers. Actually, let me take that back. The Chinook, they're all keepers, fin clipped or otherwise. Coho do need to be fin clipped. Sockeye you can keep as well. Fin clipped, of course. Keep your eye out there. If you're on a kayak, two great places. Well, for one, if you're on a kayak, you have to have a VHF radio. You have to have a safety flag. I mean, Buoy 10, you're talking about some, it can be some very treacherous waters. The Columbia River is often referred to as one of the most dangerous bar passes in the world. Have a safety flag because there's a lot of boats out there. Have a VHF radio because it's, you're going to get up-to-date information from the Coast Guard, gives you the opportunity to communicate with other boaters. Just standard safety protocols to be prepared for at Buoy 10. It said it's a boat show. It's, you know, sometimes it's bumper to bumper out there. If things are laying down just right, it's a packed house. Best places to launch on the Oregon side is the Hammond Marina. It's a very short paddle. You come out of the marina, and it's almost straight north, true north, that is, and you're there. Another great place, if you're from the Washington side, you may, you know, I don't consider it a great place. I know a lot of guys love it. I hate trying to get the gear from the car to the beach. It's the hardest thing ever in my mind. But Cape Disappointment State Park is a good launch spot. That is, I mean, pretty much straight out Buoy 10. It's a good protected place to launch from. There's usually not a whole lot of traffic. Another great spot, though, with Cape Disappointment, bring your crab pots. Paddle out from shore, drop the pots, keep going, do Buoy 10, come back, collect your crab, go home, and pig out. Puget Sound up in Washington has everything this year. It's an odd number year. They've got kings, silvers, humpies, everything. It's a lot of fishing. Check out, what do we got here? Check out Northwest Kayak Anglers for sure. And there's plenty of guys out there that are going to be tearing it up for, you know, just all over the Puget Sound. There's different places to go for each species. I prefer to look for the Chinook. One of my favorite places is the Nisqually River Delta, South Puget Sound, Area 13. For one, it's the closest to me down here in Portland, but it's also a great place to fish. I know there were guys that there was four or five kayak anglers out there a year ago just slaying them down at the Nisqually River Delta. Works great on gear. Jigging point Wilson darts, traditionally the best way to go. They work great. There's no reason to go away from that. You can find some good information on all the areas at the Puget Sound with the best places to fish for each of the species, how to target them, what type of gear to use. Go to salmonuniversity.com. They definitely have the best information. They've got little maps, go here, and it's definitely something worth paying attention to. Keeper sturgeon this season is coming to a close. As of right now, the only place on the Columbia River you can keep sturgeon is on the John Day Pool of the Columbia River, way upriver. Friday is going to be the last chance, though. It closes at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. So if you're looking to get some points on the board for the Northwest Kayak Anglers Angler of the Year competition and you need to get some sturgeon on there, it's a long haul. That's the way to do it. Otherwise, you got to find a different river altogether. I might know a couple. Send me a message. There's some great stuff out there. You know, that's, like I said, it's just going to be a short show today. That's all I got for you right now. You know, I haven't personally been fishing now for a long time. I haven't been fishing since the Oregon Rockfish Classic. Still can't sit down on the kayak, so I've not got a whole lot to report back for that very reason. I am going to get out fishing tomorrow, however, not from the kayak. I'll be fishing with Marvin of Marvin's Guide Service, fastactionfishing.com. He's got some guys going out for some oversized sturgeon, so I'm going to tag along, go with him on his boat. Don't know if I'll be able to fight the fish the whole time, but there'll be plenty of guys that want to get the feel on the rods, and I'll be manning the cameras anyway. That's all I got for this week, folks. Tune in next week. Like I said, we got a great show next week. Go to kayakfishingradio.com and find our Facebook page, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I'll have all the news coming up in the next couple of days. See you guys. Thanks.
Okay. can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Thank you.